I think that it's the most stunning verse, isn't it? The Word became flesh and lived among us, from the new NRSV. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighbourhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. I just have one or two thoughts, very short. But I think the play was stunning. I think, Steph, you wrote such a beautiful, beautiful play. And it really captured that wonder of God becoming human. How surprising, how mysterious it was. And Lawrence, you did such a stunning job as Gabriel. I thought it was brilliant. I loved climbing down the stairs. It's fantastic. That God, creator of this universe and every other universe, the God who is the source of everything, who brooded over the void at the beginning, the God who we cannot even begin to sense the breadth and depth and height and bigness of, the God whom angels worship, the God who is pure and holy and perfect, that God stepped into humanity, not as a superhero, not as a ruler or a benevolent dictator, but God became one of us from the womb of a woman, one of us as helpless and as vulnerable as every one of us began this life, who experienced all of life in the fullness of being human, the God who cried and laughed, who had to be toilet trained and learned a job, the God who had friends and learnt things from others, the God who was angry, hurt, embarrassed, turned on, funny, kind, sad, lonely, scared, loving, and hopeful. The God who understands fully what it is to be human and who has walked this earth. And when I look around the world today, when I walk into a hospital room to someone who is suffering, when I listen to the news, I think that without Jesus, God would be obscene. A far-off, distant God on their throne is cruel to watch. Watching the pain and suffering in this world. For me, this world only makes sense because Jesus became flesh and blood and moved into the neighbourhood. I always remember a message that George Whelan shared here many, many years ago. He said that don't take God into places. God is already there. That our job is to notice where God is. While Jesus, after his death and resurrection, went back to heaven, God the Holy Spirit is here, there, and everywhere today. There is no space or place where God is not. Present in our suffering, sharing in our laughter, walking alongside us, God with us. That's why I love the words of the song, God Made Low, that Emmanuel has come to us, the Christ is born, hallelujah. Our God made low to raise us up, Emmanuel has come to us. This is the God that we worship, the God that we serve and the God we follow. This is the God who invites us into all of life. And for me, there is no greater story than this. There's a verse in Matthew that says, are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Jesus is talking. Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And I remember really vividly reading many years ago a Philip Yancey book that talked about, he was reflecting on this passage, and he said that he had been speaking to a theologian friend of his, and this theologian guy said that another way to translate it is that no sparrow dies without God being present. And I think I have this incredible privilege in my job at the hospital to see that, to see and sense, and I have the sense that no one reaches the end of their life somehow without God's being present there, in that space. From the moment of our birth to when we take our last breath, God is with us. And I guess I would love for you guys and for us to hold the story that we saw this morning, just acted out so brilliantly and so beautifully written, and to hold that through these next couple of weeks, or week and a half, isn't it, in the busyness and chaos that we get mixed up in this end of year time of our lives, and all that is around us. And I think my prayer is just simply that this Advent season we'll catch a glimpse of Emmanuel, God with us in all of our ordinary everyday lives. And I know that's very, very short, but that's all that I want to say. Thank you.